Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's going to be a hot one today. Temperatures climbing into the triple digits in many places. It is a record, potentially. I'll show you who has the best chance of seeing that record high.
And we're following breaking news in Apex. An earlier crash still causing some big delays on US 1 in both directions. I'll tell you how to get around the backups.
And more breaking news. One person is injured after a shooting in Clayton. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on the scene as police investigated there.
And students won't be in class today at UNC as the campus hits pause to focus on mental health. This well-being day comes after last week's deadly campus shooting. Plus.
An unforgettable night for Duke football fans. Straight ahead, the fans' reactions to one of the biggest wins in the school's history. A huge upset. They were talking about it on the Today Show this morning. So it's national news. We'll talk about that. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here. They were just waiting to rush that field.
Yeah.
And good for them. They deserve it. That was fun to watch. Anyway, huge upset. Elizabeth Gardner in the WR Severe Weather Center right now, and I'm not upset by the fact that summer's hanging around a little long, but this is a little extra, Elizabeth.
It is. It's a little extra that, a little extra is fine. This is a lot of extra. We take a look at Fayetteville. It's pretty there. 76 degrees under mainly clear skies with the dew points at 70, so it already feels oppressively warm this morning. 75 in Southern Pines and in Fayetteville, 72 Goldsboro, 73 in South Hill. We are quickly going to climb to 90 by lunchtime, and then 100. That 100 will break records across our area. But temperatures should also cool down fairly quickly. Once we get toward sunset, temperatures will be in the mid-80s. It stays dry today and tomorrow, but toward the end of the week, we have a front that'll come through. I'll show you why some of it will feel better, but not all of it once that front comes through. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now, and they have opened both lanes of US 1 northbound as you leave Apex heading toward Cary. It looks like we may have one vehicle from an earlier crash still over there on the right shoulder between 1010 Road and Tryon Road. So you're seeing some heavy delays in both directions. That southbound backup begins before you get to Tryon Road, then it clears out pretty quickly. But there on the northbound side of US 1, we're still looking at about a 20-minute delay from 55 up to I-40. And that does not include the backups between the 540 interchange heading out toward 55. So coming in from New Hill and Sanford on up into Apex there on US 1 northbound, the delays begin before you get to 540. Extend through 55 through 1010 Road. Once you hit Tryon Road and 64, traffic's flowing freely. And it is getting better out there. Probably another 20 minutes or so, we should be pretty close to normal. But until then, you might consider using Old Raleigh Road if you're in the Apex area to head up to 64 and then take 64 eastbound out to US 1 northbound. In downtown Raleigh, some good news. It looks like that earlier crash at Peace at Blunt Street has cleared. As we take a look elsewhere around the triangle, coming in from eastern Wake County, no big problems on 64 or 86. We are watching the traffic building, though, on 40 eastbound. There's a report of a minor crash on I-40 right around the 55 interchange. Doesn't look like it's causing any big problems. These backups that we're measuring between 751 out toward Fayetteville Road appear to be just congestion. About a 7-minute delay showing up right now. And on 885, we've been watching some backups this morning, but it looks like they're easing up a little bit. About a 5-minute delay on 885 between I-40 up through about TW Alexander Drive. And on the southbound side, running into a little bit of a slowdown near the 147. Merge.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL breaking news tracker in Clayton, where police are looking for who shot someone behind these townhomes on Athletic Club Boulevard. It happened just after midnight. Police tell me the person who was shot was taken to Wake Med. I'm working to find out the extent of their injuries. I'm also working to find out how this car is a part of this investigation. Police towed it away from the scene just after 2:30 a.m. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. Brett Neese, WRAL News, Clayton.
Students will not be in class today at UNC Chapel Hill. Today is a well-being day on campus. It's meant to be a day for students to focus on mental health, and it comes at the right time after a deadly shooting at the college last week. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now from UNC. And Laura, this has been a really difficult start to the school year.
It has, Michelle. You know, these well-being days were already on the schedule for the semester for students this year. And now we know this obviously coming at a very timely moment as many people are still processing the traumatic events of last week. These well-being days are formerly known as wellness days, were first introduced in 2020 at UNC to combat the effects that the COVID-19 pandemic and remote learning had on students. The university says it allows the campus to have a break from coursework to focus on mental health and overall wellness. This comes a week after the shooting death of Dr. Zijia Yan, who was an accomplished scientist, beloved colleague, and devoted father. Today, the Chinese American Friendship Association of North Carolina and North Carolina Asian Americans Together will host a candlelight vigil to honor his legacy and support the UNC and NC Asian American communities. That vigil will take place starting at 7:45 tonight and will run until about 9 o'clock tonight at the Cary Arts Center. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Chapel Hill.
Still a lot of questions this morning surrounding a death on NC State's campus. The university would not say if it involves a student, but we're told it happened at Sullivan Residence Hall yesterday afternoon. Students on campus say they had very limited information on what happened, but some speculate it could be a suicide. Just this semester, the state has added 50 counselors, ensuring that at least one counselor is available in each of the 11 colleges. The university has also provided wellness days in the past so students can take a break. And we found students appreciate those efforts by the university.
In stating that they care and they're like taking precautions to make sure that everybody's well-being is taken care of.
Last year, the school says it responded to 7 apparent suicides involving students. However, investigators have not released any details about what happened yesterday. If you or anyone you know is having thoughts of suicide or going through a crisis, there's a 24-hour lifeline staffed and ready to help. Just dial 988.
The man accused in a brutal assault that led to the death of a Raleigh restaurant manager will be in court today. Tyrell Moore is charged with the murder and the death of David Millett. Millett was the general manager of Midwood Smokehouse. Police say he was attacked at 2 o'clock in the morning on August 26th on Glenwood Avenue. He died on the morning of September 1st.
It's back to school and a new school for some students in Durham. Northern High School is finally opening up its doors today after being delayed. More than 1,300 students will be welcomed in there this morning, just a little over an hour, starting at 9:15. Northern High School received its occupancy permit Friday for the main building. The auditorium and athletic fields are still off limits because they're being inspected and waiting for permits. The school was slated to open when the traditional school calendar year opened, but it was hit with delays from the storm that knocked out power in Durham last month.
It's a night Duke football fans will remember for a very long time. Fans stormed the field at Wallace Wade Stadium last night after the Blue Devils pulled off a huge upset in their season opener. Duke hosted ninth-ranked Clemson and beat the Tigers 28-7. That result sending the Blue Devils faithful into a frenzy. It's Duke's first win over a top-10 opponent since 1989, which was also over Clemson at home. The Blue Devils will look to continue their hot start to the season on Saturday night when they host Lafayette.
Hot game last night. Hot temperatures today means Wake County will be opening its cooling stations as that extreme heat continues to move in. Health and Human Services buildings, social services buildings, county libraries will all be available for people to beat the heat. They'll also be open tomorrow and Thursday to help folks stay cool. And those cooling stations will also be open in Cumberland County today. Several places will be open for anyone who needs access to air conditioning. And that includes all 8 libraries and parks and rec centers.
Good news if you're headed to NC State's home opener this weekend and the fair next month. Tomorrow, the NCDOT will reopen Hillsborough Street to both east and west traffic. That'll allow you to once again make the turn onto Hillsborough from Blue Ridge Road. This closure is a piece of a much larger construction project. When it's done, Blue Ridge Road will pass beneath Hillsborough Street, the railroad tracks, and Barrel Road. A new street will connect Hillsborough Street and Blue Ridge Road. The work is expected to take another year to complete.
Well, just think, if your neighborhood was locked down because police were searching for an escaped murderer and you realize the person they're looking for is inside your home.
That was the terrifying moment where I looked at my wife and I said, he's in the house, call 911.
Can't imagine. Coming up, new information about the manhunt for that escaped convict in Pennsylvania. Plus,
so excited that it's snowing and that winter is here, even if just for a day or two.
Can you imagine? Summer's not over yet, but it already looks like winter in some parts of the country. Coming up, we'll hear from vacationers in Utah who were caught off guard by an early snowfall. We're not going to see that for a long time, Elizabeth.
Well, you know, lately we never see that. But, you know, maybe you'd be wishing for it on a day like today. As the kids are headed out the door this morning to school, mid-70s. It'll be a nice sunny day, but we'll end up this afternoon with a high of 100 degrees, which will be at or above record in a lot of spots. I'll show you who will be the hottest coming up.
Welcome back on your Tuesday morning. You are looking live at a sunny Apex. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Well, we can all stand to be outside right now, but I think later on today, I mean, we're going to need to find sources of cooling stations, air conditioning, because it's going to get hot out there.
It is. We're going to be just under heat advisory criteria for today. We'll take a look outside, and it is already steamy. It looks beautiful, but that sunshine is going to be full blast today. We're taking a look at Fayetteville at our newsroom, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Look at Apex and Goldsboro, all looking quiet today. So triple-digit heat. It'll be 100 in most parts of the viewing area. We do have a cold front to the rescue on Friday. It will bring us a better chance for rain, some cloud cover, and cool us down. But it's not going to be able to kick the humidity out. It still will stay sticky for us over the weekend, but just not as hot. And then tracking the tropics, we have a tropical depression, maybe even tropical storm likely, that is moving across the southern part of the Atlantic right now. You can see Central Atlantic, I should say. 100% chance that this one develops, and the next name on the list is Lee. This one has a 70% chance, and that one is likely to curve up into the middle of the ocean. And then we have remnants of Franklin, too, sitting there at a 20% chance. Of course, that one is approaching Portugal, so approaching Europe. It's not likely to have any more real tropical characteristics, but just kind of interesting to see that it's still trying to hang on out there. We take a look at our model plots, and you can see that this storm continues to track westward and then starts to make that turn to the north. Way too early to tell exactly where that might go. The computer models are, you know, just kind of pulling it off the coast of the United States potentially. This one could end up, you know, anywhere at this point. This takes us all the way out to Monday morning. So this is something that we'll be more concerned about next week. We'll continue to check in with it, of course, especially if it becomes a tropical storm in the next 24 to 48 hours, which looks likely. So we're going to be tracking this one for quite some time before it has the potential for impact. Again, the next name on the list is Lee. And if the other one develops as well, Margo's on the list. Here we are at, what is today, September the 5th, and we have used up more than half the names on the list. So it's already been a very busy season with plenty of it to go. Here comes our cold front that's going to help to bring us back some relief from this heat. On Thursday afternoon, there could be a few isolated storms, but you can see the coverage here on Friday is a little bit more, and the potential for some afternoon storms on Saturday as well. Not a washout, just a better chance for some afternoon storms. Friday, Saturday, 40%, and then Sunday and Monday, it's a 30% chance. But we do see our temperatures dropping back into the 80s. In the meantime, we're looking at 100 for today, tomorrow, 96 Thursday. I'll show you what it will feel like with the heat index. Coming up, Brian.
816 right now, and we're going to head back to that live camera. It's US 164 at Tryon Road between Cary and Apex. They are looking toward the 1010 Road interchange. And on that northbound side, we still have some activity on the right shoulder from an earlier crash that has led to some pretty big backups. Looking a lot better, though, that ride from 55 all the way out toward 1010 Road and just beyond. Now seeing about a 5-minute delay, so looking a lot better there. The southbound delays have largely cleared. Now, as you head from 540 up toward 55, you're still going to run into some delays, but these will get worked out pretty quickly. Also, look out for some backups on 55. As people got stuck in that traffic trying to merge onto the stalled traffic on US 1 northbound, 55 and 1010 Road, I think it's likely that we are seeing some ramp delays at those interchanges. Also still seeing some heavy traffic on 64 eastbound coming in from Apex. A lot of people use that as the alternate route this morning, so expect some lingering delays there. Some other backups that we're watching right now on the eastbound side of I-40 coming in from Durham and the airport exits back toward Raleigh, about a 6-minute backup toward Wade Avenue. A 5-minute delay delay showing up right now on 87 southbound from 64 Business between Knightdale and Wendell back toward the 440 interchange. And coming in from Wake Forest this morning, watch for some big backups on southbound Capitol Boulevard, about a 12-minute slowdown overall from 98 to 540.
Thanks, Brian. A massive manhunt continues this morning for a dangerous criminal who escaped from a Pennsylvania prison. They're searching for Danilo Cavalcante. He escaped last week after being convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend. One neighbor got the shock of his life when he says Cavalcante was in his house. Ryan Drummond says he flicked a light switch in one part of the house, and he believes Cavalcante flipped another light switch in another part of the house.
What I decided to do was flicker the light switch five times just to let him know that I knew that he was downstairs, and then he flicked the light back. That was the terrifying moment where I looked at my wife and I said, he's in the house, call 911 right now.
Yeah, I'm out. That's incredible. Drummond said he saw the man walk out of the kitchen through his living room and walk out the front door. Drummond says the person also stole some produce from the house. Authorities are now asking Cavalcante's mother to get involved to encourage her son to turn himself in to law enforcement officers.
Happening now in the WRAL Live Center, I want to take you to this new video into our newsroom from overnight. This is a huge warehouse fire in the Queens area that they've been battling since about 10 o'clock last night. Five firefighters we know suffered some injuries battling this massive blaze. This is in the Flushing area of Queens. The fire broke out in the Department of Transportation warehouse. The warehouse stored a number of supplies for DOT crews, including high-pressure tanks, diesel fuel, kerosene, gasoline, and other products. A major concern right now, particularly for the neighbors living around that area, the toxic fumes combined with that intense heat. This is, of course, a developing story. They're still on the scene checking for hotspots, as I said. We'll keep monitoring this story and bring you any updates here in the WRA Live Center.
All right. Thanks, Ken. A 19-year-old is dead this morning after suffering a motorcycle crash in Raleigh. This was the scene yesterday afternoon on Barwell Road. That's not far from Poole Road. Troopers say the 19-year-old was attempting to pass other vehicles. A vehicle going the other direction tried to swerve to miss hitting the motorcycle, but the bike hit the vehicle's door. The motorcyclist died at the scene. Troopers have not released the victim's name.
With the new school year underway, it's not just parents spending more money on school supplies. There's new data that shows 90% of teachers are digging deeper into their bank accounts to meet their classroom needs. That's according to the National Education Association. It predicts that teachers will spend $800 or more out of their own pocket to cover learning costs this year.
And so for teachers, that's roughly 1 to 2 paychecks every school year that they're spending on buying supplies and stepping into the gap for these students.
Now keep in mind, we are still dealing with pretty bad inflation. The cost of crayons, pens, pencils, notebooks are all up nearly 19% year over year. It comes at a time when more teachers are quitting their jobs, citing low salaries and other concerns.
We're all reminiscing about Smash Mouth after news of singer Steve Harwell's death.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah, that song was everywhere in the early 2000s. It soared to new heights in the movie Shrek, and it came back into the mainstream again in recent years in memes. Harwell died yesterday at the age of 56 from liver failure.
As New York City fights a housing crisis, new rules go into effect today for Airbnb and VRBO guests and hosts. Under the new law, hosts will be required to register with the city. They will only be allowed to rent out their spaces for 30 days or less. The law restricts the number of people who can stay, and renters cannot have the place to themselves entirely. Hosts must be physically present during the rental, and all doors inside must be unlocked. In Johnston County, Smithfield may join the list of towns and cities with social districts. The proposal would include 3 blocks on Market Street and a block to either side of it. It would operate 10 a.m. until 10 p.m., 7 days a week. The proposal is expected to come up for a vote at today's town council meeting.
The Cape Fear Regional Theater starts its new season this week. The Cape Fear Regional Theater is going to open on Thursday for the opening of The Play That Goes Wrong. It's the first of 6 shows this year that will also include Cinderella, The Addams Family, and Sister Act. Tickets and season passes are available on the theater's website.
Summer is not over. It had already started feeling a lot like winter in parts of Utah. The higher elevations near Salt Lake City got a good dusting of snow on Labor Day. The snow didn't disappoint first-timers or locals.
We're from Jacksonville, Florida, and we were not expecting it.
No.
How could you? Yeah, resorts in the area, including Snowbird Mountain, say they still plan to stick to their planned opening, which is mid-November.
Wow, what a treat for people from Florida, right? All right, well, here's a happy reunion for a Louisiana family. A local animal control team rescued their 100-year-old African tortoise from a canal last week. The reptile named Biscuit was in distress. He was taken to an animal shelter and later reunited with his family. They say he escaped after a storm blew their back gate open and broke the latch. Aw, look at him go.
Cute.
He's cute.
Guy. Yeah, exactly. Well, we have some shocking video that shows a pier holding about 80 people, and it collapses right there. Coming up, how crews helped those people get to safety.
Plus, a well-being day planned months ago now holds more significance. How UNC students and staff are taking the opportunity to look after one another. That's next.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are going to heat up today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garner standing by with where we're standing right now, mid-70s for most of us, but we're going to get to 100.
Yeah, looking at that triple-digit high this afternoon for most of us. It's 74 in Wilson, 76 in Durham, 75 in Fayetteville. We've been able to keep it fairly pleasant feeling, you know, so far. We start to get into 9, 10 o'clock, those temperatures are going to climb really quickly. So I'm heading out the door, clear skies, warm, muggy, mid-70s. But by the time we get to lunchtime, looking at 90 degrees. So it doesn't give you a lot of time to get out and getting exercise done. We hit 100 around 4 o'clock. It'll feel more like 102, 103. And then temperatures, once we get to sunset, are back into the 80s. Brian?
Taking a look at traffic in southwest Wake County. This is US 1 at Viridia Parkway. On that northbound side, we still have some lingering delays between 540 and the 55 interchange from an earlier crash up around 1010 Road. But once you hit 55, it's looking a lot better, about a 5-minute delay overall heading into Cary. Coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, you're going to run into about a 12-minute backup with just the usual congestion there along the intersections heading down toward 540 and out of Chapel Hill into East Durham on 40 eastbound between 15501 and 885. About a 10-minute backup showing up right now with a minor crash right around 55.
All right, thanks, Brian. Today, UNC students will not be in class as today is a planned wellness day. It's an opportunity for rest and recovery that has additional significance after last week's shooting on campus that killed a professor. Coming up next on Fox 50, the moments the Duke Blue Devils pulled off a huge upset over Clemson in their season opener. And next on Today, from smart storage to cleaning tools, rounding up customer-loved products.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We're looking at record heat across our area this afternoon. I'll show you how many days we'll see this type of temperatures.
Mental health a top priority here at UNC. Just ahead, I'll explain why classes are canceled today and how the community will honor the professor who was shot and killed last week.
And we're following breaking news this morning. One person is injured after a shooting in Clayton. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on the scene as police investigated.
The new Northern High School in Durham is now open. Just ahead, what parts of the facility are still closed and the hefty price tag that comes with this new building.
Turn them loose. This was quite a memorable night for Duke football fans. Straight ahead, we'll get some fans' reaction to one of the biggest wins in school history.
Love that.
Just amazing to see. And you know, you get the Cameron crazies. Why not the Wallace Wade wackos getting after it out there? It was a wild night, no doubt about it. Thanks for being with us here on your Tuesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We'll get to that story coming up. But first, we have to talk about the wild weather that we're going to see over the next 2 days. I mean, it's going to be sunny, but it's going to be really hot. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by. Temperatures right now, not too bad, but we are heating up for sure.
Oh, boy, yeah. Give it another couple of hours, and that temperature is going to move fast. It is pretty out there right now. We're taking a live look at Fayetteville with lots of sunshine. Temperatures in the low to mid 70s still across the area, but the dew point's up at 70, so that always makes it feel hotter. The higher that dew point number is, the stickier and more oppressive it feels. 75 in Fayetteville right now, 74 Rocky Mount, 75 Southern Pines, still 68 up in Roxboro. But hour by hour, we're hitting 90 at lunchtime, so you don't have a lot of time to get outside and get any exercise done if that's in your plan today. 100 degrees, but it'll feel more like 102, 103 with the heat index. By the time we get closer to sunset, we're looking at temperatures dropping back into the 80s. But we're looking at several days in a row of this heat. I'll show you when a cold front arrives to bring us a break coming up.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WREL Breaking News Tracker in Clayton, where police are looking for who shot someone behind these townhomes on Athletic Club Boulevard. It happened just after midnight. Police tell me the person who was shot was taken to Wake Med. I'm working to find out the extent of their injuries. I'm also working to find out how this car is a part of this investigation. Police towed it away from the scene just after 2:30 a.m. I'll stay on top of this story and keep you updated. Brett Neese, WRL News, Clayton.
Today, classes at UNC Chapel Hill will pause so students can focus on their mental health. It's a well-being day, an opportunity for rest and recovery that has more significance after last week's shooting on campus. WRL's Laura Levine tells us the chancellor is asking students and staff to look after one another.
Well, very early this morning, we actually saw someone stop here by the bell tower and stand in front of this growing memorial, really taking in and processing some of those emotions. That's exactly why this well-being day is in place, for students to take that time to focus on their mental health. It's something that was already on the schedule for this semester, as we know. Very timely, however, considering the traumatic events that happened last week. Previously known as Wellness Days, these days were first introduced in 2020 at UNC to combat the effects that the COVID-19 pandemic and remote learning had on students. The university says these days allow the campus to have a break from coursework to focus on mental health and overall wellness. This comes a week after the shooting death of Dr. Ze Jiayan, who was an accomplished scientist, beloved colleague, and devoted father. Today, the Chinese American Friendship Association of North Carolina and North Carolina Asian Americans Together are hosting a candlelight vigil to honor his legacy and support the UNC and NC Asian American communities. And that vigil will take place at the Cary Arts Center from 7:45 to 9 o'clock tonight. Laura Levine, WREL News in Chapel Hill.
There are still a lot of questions this morning surrounding a death on NC State's campus. The university would not confirm if it involves a student, but we're told it happened at Sullivan Residence Hall yesterday afternoon. Students on campus say they had very limited information on what happened, but some speculate it could be a suicide. Just this semester, State added 50 counselors, ensuring that at least one counselor is available in each of the 11 colleges. The university has also provided wellness days in the past so students can take a break.
This morning, people who are against a casino being built in their community will head to the legislative building to express their concerns. It'll be today at 11 a.m. The Rockingham County Commissioners voted to rezone a large piece of land to make way for a casino. Hundreds of people showed up to that meeting to voice their disapproval. The land is right next to a camp for children with disabilities called Camp Carefree. Whether the land will become home to a casino depends on state lawmakers reaching a deal to allow casinos on non-tribal land. Casinos are also proposed in Nash and Anson counties.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center after the Labor Day break, Wall Street expected to open in the red this morning, which is surprising since it's coming off an upbeat week. Taking a look at the big board this morning, the Dow futures in the negative territory at 48, S&P 500, NASDAQ also in the red this morning. This week, we'll get a better idea of where the U.S. economy stands. New data will be released on jobless claims, the services sector, of course, consumer credit. We'll have the opening numbers when the bell sounds in the 9 o'clock hour right here on Fox 50.
All right, thanks, Ken. People at the Burning Man Festival finally got to take part in the festivities overnight after spending days wading through mud following torrential rain in the area. Yeah, a lot of happy people last night. The festival's most iconic event that was postponed twice because of the weather finally happened. Fireworks preceded the burning of a towering wooden effigy shaped like a man. The festival had been closed to vehicles after more than a half an inch of rain fell on Friday, causing flooding and foot-deep mud. The event organizers told drivers that Monday they should consider leaving to reduce traffic. The way out is a five-mile dirt road to the nearest highway with an estimated travel time of 5.5 hours. Wow. In 1 hour, more than 1,300 students will fill the halls of Durham's new Northern High School for the first time. Doors to the school officially open this morning after being delayed. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey tells us what students and teachers can expect as they kick off the new school year.
The doors here at the new Northern High School in Durham are open for the first time. More than 1,300 students have started classes here today. The new school comes with more than a $96 million price tag. It features new facilities, including an 800-seat auditorium and 1,500-seat football stadium. The auditorium and athletic fields are under inspection for permits, so they're still off limits. The school was supposed to open on the first day of the traditional school calendar year, but they were hit with delays after that storm knocked out power across Durham last month. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Durham.
Duke football fans have a lot to celebrate. The crowd got to storm the field at Wallace Wade Stadium last night after the Blue Devils pulled off that upset. No current player on the Duke roster has ever had this experience. Fans rushing the field. Pulled that upset over ninth-rated Clemson in the season opener, coming away with a 28-7 win. Their first win over a top-10-ranked opponent in more than 30 years. In less than 10 minutes, Pat Welter and Casey Hintz will further break down one of the biggest wins in Duke football history.
Today, Wake County schools are working to find a way to hire and keep bus drivers for the district. The Board of Education will vote for a $1,000 retention bonus for drivers. The board also proposed a restructuring of the current sign-on bonus for drivers to receive it in full on their first paycheck. Right now, the $1,200 sign-on bonus is paid out partially after 3 months and then after their first year of work. There will also be a transportation update ahead of the meeting, and the board will begin planning for next school year.
Young people may be facing a new curfew in Fayetteville. At a work session today, City Council will discuss enforcing a curfew on anyone under the age of 18. It would go into effect at midnight on weeknights, 1 a.m. on weekends, and it would be lifted at 5 a.m. each morning. Council members say the goal is to reduce juvenile crime rates. Their work session begins at 5 tonight.
New development could be coming to the area around Roanoke Park in Raleigh's Five Points neighborhood. The city is considering rezoning about an acre of property just south of the park to allow for mixed-use development. That would include buildings up to four stories and up to 48 multifamily housing units. City Council plans to vote on this proposal at its meeting this afternoon.
20 minutes before 9 o'clock on your Thursday, safety concerns along Glenwood South.
This is the second time I've heard gunshots.
And coming up, we hear from people who live in that area who say more needs to be done to curb crime in the area.
And this is a live look at Pinehurst, who could break record temperatures today. You'll want to get that game of golf in now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us how long the heat will stick around.
.843, blue skies over North Hills. You're looking live right now from our WRL Live Cam Network. Good morning to you. The heat is on today. There's no way around it here. First week in September. It's feeling like midsummer out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Could approach a record today?
Looking at 100, and that would be the record for both Raleigh and Fayetteville, and we'll likely do it again tomorrow, or at least close to it. We're taking a live look at Fayetteville right now, and you can see that sunshine there. Temperatures are climbing into the mid to upper 70s, and our dew point's at 70, so it's a full-on, just sticky, messy feeling summer morning. We make it to lunchtime, 90 degrees at that point. I think a lot of you may be dreaming of your big holiday weekend. Boy, this looks beautiful, doesn't it? Thank you to our weather watcher, Ad Libs for Hire. Beautiful. beautiful view, Topsail Island there, and you can see the paddle boarder there, the sunrise, sunset. If you have any pictures you'd love to share with us of weather in your backyard, please post those to our WRL Weather Facebook page. We'd love to put them on TV. It's 72 in Roxborough, 74 in Rocky Mount, 76 in Durham, 75 Fayetteville, and in Southern Pines. It's going to be a hot one, triple digits for Raleigh, Durham, and Fayetteville, and that means records also. The previous record at RDU for today was 97, so that one's going to be pretty easy to break, and we'll be close to it there in Fayetteville, 99, and our forecast is 100. Sizzling summer temperatures stick around, 100 today and tomorrow, and then we start to gradually see the temperatures ratcheting down. By the weekend, we're closer to normal. Our normal high is 86, looking at 88 and 86. The reason for that is we'll see a cold front come in and stall. It's going to bring us a better chance of some clouds as well as some rain. This is a look at humidity. Sometimes we're showing you green on a map, it's rain, but this is just the amount of moisture in the atmosphere, lots and lots of it. But watch this cold front that comes swinging in for us over the weekend. Behind it, notice it's much drier, but that front, instead of pushing off the coast and allowing that dry air to move in, it's just going to sit here. So the moist air, the humidity is going to stick around here all the way through the weekend. Our dew points for the next couple of days will be in the upper 60s in the steamy category, and then we're in the 70s, which is the tropical category for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So here's how it'll feel, like 103 for today, 104 for tomorrow, 100 Thursday, and then ratcheting back down into the low 90s for Saturday and Sunday. We definitely need some rain, and it's not going to be a washout over the weekend. It's a small chance on Friday, Saturday, looking at about a 40% chance, and it drops off to a 30% chance on Sunday and Monday. It's been awfully hot and dry for the last almost week, so I think a lot of folks will be happy to see a little bit of rain. And so you may need the sprinklers in the next day or so, but hopefully it'll feel better for the weekend, Brian.
All right, 8:46 right now, and I want to show you a couple of backups that we're still following this morning. First of all, on US 1 northbound heading through Apex, we're seeing a lot of improvement there from that earlier crash right around 1010 Road, but still seeing some backups, especially between 540 and the 55 interchange. And once you get through 55, it's a little sluggish heading out toward 1010 Road, but it clears up pretty quickly once you get to 64 and Tryon Road. The crash itself is cleared. We're just trying to deal with these ongoing, lingering backups there on US 1 northbound. Also, some ramp delays on 55 and 1010 Road and on 64 eastbound. A lot of people use that as an alternate route this morning, and it's backed up from around Laura Duncan Road all the way out toward US 1. Southbound traffic looks fine heading through that area. I've also been watching some delays on 40 eastbound on the south side of Durham. We had an earlier report of a crash on 40 eastbound right around Highway 55. Looks like that one is cleared up, but still seeing some congestion beginning right around 54 through the 751 interchange on out toward Fayetteville Road. And then it clears up pretty nicely heading toward 55, but still it's about a 9-minute delay overall as you head out of Chapel Hill into South Durham.
All right, thank you, Brian. Increased crime in Glenwood South has neighbors on edge. Take a listen to this video from a home security camera in Forest Park. Those are gunshots, at least 8 of them firing off early Sunday morning. People who live nearby say this is a sound they're becoming all too familiar with. Raleigh police have added extra patrols and closed down much of Glenwood on busy nights. But neighbors hearing the gunshots say more needs to be done.
I'm all for economic development in Glenwood South. I just wish there was something somebody could think of to do to stop these people with guns from doing it again.
In the past 30 days, there have been 12 assaults, 17 weapons violations, and 18 drug complaints in the area. The incidents include the death of restaurant manager David Millett, who was assaulted on Glenwood South and later died from his injuries.
This is a wild one. A person is in the hospital after spending 5 days trapped in a wrecked vehicle at the bottom of a cliff in California. Firefighters in Stallion Springs rescued that person Saturday. A pickup truck was found dropped off a 100-foot cliff down at the bottom where 4 firefighters were lowered down to that scene using a rope. Since the driver was immobilized, they used a basket to raise that person up to safety. It's not clear how severe those injuries are or how the accident happened.
Heavy rains are making flash floods a major concern across the New Orleans area. Look at this video of kids playing in the floodwaters. Police are reminding people to never drive through flooded areas. It's dangerous for the vehicle and can push water into nearby homes and businesses. Parts of the city were put under a boil water advisory. Because of that flooding, it was later lifted. First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. That's according to the White House. They say she's experiencing mild symptoms. President Biden has tested negative, and that is some good news for the president.
Well, it's a big day for the union that represents Duke graduate students. They plan to rally and invite Duke leaders to the bargaining table. The group voted to unionize a couple months back, and the union plans to fight for several things to have in writing, including protections for international student grads and quality of life guarantees for union members. The Duke Graduate Student Union is the first recognized graduate student union at a private university in the South. Duke Blue Devils are flying high on the football field. They pulled a huge upset in their season opener at home last night against Clemson. The win sent fans storming onto the field. WRL's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz take a look at how the Blue Devils made the history happen.
For the first time in 33 years, Duke beats an AP top 10 team, upsetting number 9 Clemson 28-7.
Hey, Pop!
Student section fans alike storming the field here at Wallace Wade Stadium. Pat, it also comes on the night when Steve Spurrier himself, the last head coach to lead Duke to a ranked win, along with some of his former players from that 1989 team. Oh boy, they were in the house.
History is obviously going to show this is a massive upset, which it is. But if you watch the game, there's nothing lucky or fluky about it. Duke actually lost the turnover battle in the first half, but at halftime, Mike Elko told the team if they just execute, they can win.
People have a really hard time understanding that a group of kids can really come together and work extremely hard and change who they are and change what they're all about. And that's what these kids have done.
For the whole fans and all the fan base to, you know, support us, storm the field, I mean, it's something we've never experienced before as players.
Riley said, God is good, and so is our defense. And we spoke to a defensive lineman, Dwayne Carter. Boy, he's been here a long time. He said it was worth the wait. But, you know, they're not happy because they proved people wrong. They're happy that they proved themselves right.
I kind of thought Mike Elko might challenge us to believe like Deion Sanders did over the weekend, but he moved right past that question I asked him. Seemed like a guy that was ready to get out of there. He's 2 days behind, has to prepare for Lafayette on Saturday. For Casey Hintz, I'm Pat Welter. Back to you guys.
At least 6 people were injured on Labor Day after a pier with at least 80 people on it collapsed. This happened in Madison, Wisconsin. Look at this video. How scary. You can see dozens of people in shock after that dock just collapses underneath them. Once on the scene, authorities began to help people along the shore, while others who fell into the water swam back. The City of Madison Fire Department also performed underwater searches and confirmed that no one else was trapped or drowned.
Parents, you want to hear this. Tens of thousands of high chairs are under a recall alert because of a fall hazard. The warning is for these Tomy brand chairs. The bolts used to secure that seat to the base get loose and allow the seat to come apart. There have been at least 11 injuries. Tomy's website says the chairs were sold at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Toys R Us, Walmart, and Amazon.
An act of heroism in Maui, all captured on video. Jessica and Stephen Pickering knew that their time was precious, leaving Lahaina with smoke in their rearview mirror. But along the way, they spotted a flash of fire in the bushes.
Stephen, we're going to get stuck. Come on!
Yeah, you see him there. Stephen leaped from the car to put out the flames, threatening a complete stranger's home. The couple knew the stop could have cost them their lives, but their actions may have saved an entire block. Later, Drew Smith saw the video on social media and recognized something familiar.
Honey, come in here. Look at this. There's a guy saving the house. I said, oh my God, it's our neighborhood. And then we started looking. We're like, this is our house.
Oh, my goodness. Smith says that he's putting the Pickerings in his will. My goodness.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think Jessica wanted too much to do with putting the fires out.
No,
she wanted
let's go.
You could hear the terror in her voice. And
yeah.
I mean, you'd think it might be a futile effort just to get a garden hose and spray it off. But hey,
right.
Save their home.
It's amazing.
We're headed to break here. We'll give you the winning lottery numbers from the NC Education Lottery on your screen right now. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.